There has been progress on a peace plan for Ukraine. US and Ukrainian representatives have negotiated a revised accord following talks in Geneva. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he's confident a final agreement could be reached by the end of the week. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has warned against imposing a deal on Ukraine without Kyiv's agreement. Speaking to RTL at the weekend, he criticised America's tendency to negotiate whilst leaving Europe to foot the bill. Belgium faces 3 days of widespread strikes. Today, only half of all trains are running. Tomorrow, civil servants and municipal workers walk out, affecting schools, hospitals and transport. On Wednesday, the private sector employees join in. No flights will operate from Brussels, Saventem or Charleroi. In Luxembourg, voters in Appeldange-sur-Zur have backed continuing Nordstadt merger talks. Just under 59% voted in favour yesterday. In Brussels today, EU foreign ministers, including Xavier Bettel, meet to discuss trade tensions with the United States. Meanwhile, an EU-Africa summit opens in Angola. Luxembourg's film prize ceremony saw Eric Lamen's Out of Hail take best film, whilst Life Asael won 4 awards. And Scotland's 4-2 victory over Denmark last week, which sealed their World Cup place, literally moved the earth. Celebrating fans at Hampden Park registered on the British Geological Survey seismograph. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. The weather is cold but slightly warmer today, with temperatures reaching 1 to 3 degrees, peaking at 3 to 5 degrees this afternoon. Expect sleet, rain and possibly snow under thick cloud.